tegen Tarek de Brokker. Hij zei voor Mincha Shlomo. So the Mahmoud Kofa said, wanted at least 5 pounds, amazing, but there's a reason for everything. Okay, Rabotai, Mincha Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Zalman Rabba. Chelet Aleph, and after that, so Mucha Lokim, it's the Simon Ayin Tet. Literally R-ing in. So there's some very important things over here. He's discussing a case of Rebbe, so the Shliach Bezna Chaitra, who the point is the Shliach Lalalotha, and he died. They want the Zohar, someone else can take over. As the Shliach, we did the Zohar, a lot of Shlomo Fana. That's how the Shalah begins. He says, no, you can't do it. Even the Baal, obviously, made a Shliach and said that he wants the Gerushin. You don't take the Skos. You don't take the Skos. Who said so? The Ran. Our Ran. Our Ran. Let's take a look again in our Rashi. It's going to be important to see how he analyzes the Ran. Okay, the Ran is the Ran we saw already at the very beginning. Please open up again to the Ran. I told you the Ran is the main man. This is definitely. He's going back, always back for more and more Ran. Please open up, you know more to the Ran. There we go. Aber kshatol ish liach lekabola zaka zada chamina shafati shama hapaal ish liach shem tona shi kablona makon shlilis. This is the one for the fita. Aber shi yizke miyad makas hapaal to yizki name of the vatulato liach lekama shvaron shimama hapaal liach shi kablona lo kol vishnit usa el arreini mizakeu lo yod al yod chavo lecho shem lo etra. Nevertheless, you have to the last of the Yagza. Period. He goes back out. And he explains to Yishalmi, he goes back out. Shabbat. He quotes to Yishalmi. But then he quotes a very important part of my Elder David, Pnei Yeshua, which I want to share with you. Pnei Yeshua, I looked it up. It's true. And I was out. Shulamatu Islam. They don't understand the Ran's proof. Let me read you a quotation of what he quotes. The Dilma Dabka by Ibi Rishalmi Shirak Dabka, she wrote to this garish, Lo Otsa Shliach, Rizelda Minan Shabakozra. She never did anything formal. She's just saying, I'm getting mad at this marriage. I can't stand this marriage. Get me out of here. Get me again. And nothing formal was done. Mashenkin, the Otsa, the famous Shitla Kabbalah. Okay, but the Kibbal Ashtikh was Shlichut to Hoya Mahani. Vula Hoya Mahani, Klau, the Chazar, she backed out from Shtikh the Kabbalah. Kos Mashli, at the end of the Ferish Shechotra, Chagami, Shloma, the Marek Kusula, who Mahani Nami, Gami didn't Chia. And Shul is talking about that he's making a comparison of two cases which are not comparable. In one case, there was a formal Minui, Tzahal Gemara, and the case of Yishama, there was no formal Minui. So, Shlomo Zalman in the Teretz, he said he found the Teretz of Shimon Shkop, and Rav Chaim Oizer, two Gedolim are Tzvili Adar. What is his head for like this? Head of Pasha. That's what he said. By Shlich LeKabbalah, we have to worry, maybe she changed her mind. It doesn't make a difference. In the way I mentioned to you yesterday, she can scream till doomsday she changed her mind. Called Man Shalom Bitla the Favorite in her Shlichus. With all the requirements, the pair, the Tashnayim, we disregard it. Because hold from Masas Kokola Shaliach. Finished. It's over. Go to Marshal that way. We discussed yesterday, what about the man? So I assumed that a plus the man is exactly the same as the woman. It had very, very serious second thoughts because of the Imre Moshe and that Irashman giving that Lamagate. We then refuted to say, no, that the same thing applies to a man as well as a woman. That was yesterday, she had. Let's go on. Well, the Tikra Mina, the Bittle, the Savish, Lochai Shina, Mishim, the Mukwin, Lachadaka, the Mekarsh, the Bittle. Ash Ankin and Agayush, and it was in Tia, Lomahani, Elam came Mamnish, Vishal Gayushin, and Ansadi, the Vara Nikola. Other than that, Shapa Hashin and Shem and Nishtana Daita. When the Kasha Klau was there, Shem of the Snake came to Rotterdam. Well, Master Hagia, I'm there with Sony. No. Who rocked the Indian, the Indian Kashash, so Shemesh, Nishtana Daita, Lord Shayaf, Ramana Kazaka, the Nekara, the Tula Midi. What he's saying, from Shlomo Zalman, the Chron of the Rav. What he's saying is that our case, in effect, reduces to a case where there was no formal Shalichus. Because although here there was a formal Shalichus, hey, let's be afraid to change the mind of the former Shalichus too. The answer is, if you're not the Vat of the former Shalichus, the Shalichus still goes on. But now Gemara wasn't working with the Shalichus. He refused to go along with the Shalichus Kabbalah. He wanted this to be Medin Bechir. So Medin Bechir, we have to base it upon is the mindset that she once wanted to get divorced as evidence for the fact she made a Shalichus Kabbalah. Said the Shalichus Zaman, according to the Shalichus Kabbalah, the Shalichus Kabbalah, that mindset, there's no difference. It's a mindset that is enunciated by a formal appointment of a Shalichus Kabbalah, or the mindset is enunciated as you saw me at Savach, at the Yom, I want to get a divorce. No difference. The difference normally is when it's a formal Shalichus Kabbalah, and the husband plays ball, and wants to give it along, give it to our Shalichus Kabbalah. So then we have no fear of a change of heart. Because even if there is a change of heart, it makes no difference as long as there's no formal bit of the Shalichus Kabbalah. Right? But in our case, what's given over Torah is Zechiah, makes no difference to us whether the original mindset is known to us by her appointment of a Shalichus Kabbalah or by her screaming, I want to get. Yeah, but the rhyme is a comparison. Beautiful.
Yeah. Well, what was the original reason for the power between whether she did much or not? Wasn't that she once she went out of the way, it was kind of showing further that she wanted that she was a Nikola? Wasn't the original... Why did the original people do the difference between...
Backing out in the case of the Shalichus is valid when he gives him a Torah Shalichus Kabbalah, so too, we shouldn't worry about backing out here either. That's the finish with Kasha. And the Shalichus Kabbalah says, no Kasha. Because in the case of the Shalichus Kabbalah where it's working with Torah Shalichus Kabbalah, I'm not afraid that she backed out. Because even if she backed out, it goes different. Even if she did back out, doesn't matter, the get is still a good get. Until she fully renunciated the Shalichus of the Mavakalah. Maybe I phrased this question in a different way, but this is the potential with Kasha, and this is his text. If the Kasha was the way you said, then the text doesn't answer the full Kasha. I agree with you. Kasha was a different Kasha. Kasha was just in the case where he gave over the din to our shnif, the Kabbalah. We assumed that there was no Chazar, and she didn't back out. So in this case, with the Torah's Bechia, that's also assumed she didn't back out. The answer is Pasha, says the Rav Shlomo Zalman. In the case of he gives it over the Torah's Shnif, Kabbalah, either she did back out and she doesn't want to get anymore, calls Masha in the form of even the Vat of the Shlich of the Kabbalah, she's still divorced. But over here, the only Torah is Pia, once her mindset changes, then the get is no get. It's not what it's Tarichus. Just I want to bring a few from this. I don't want to spend too much time. It's what we were discussing before. What's the matter?
I understand how you
describe
the issue. By the way, I understood at first. I understood.
Don't forget it. We'll go. Let's talk about that. Might as well have 3 times. Right. Come to a later. Now what happened in the following case? Listen carefully. This is very important. Interesting. And I asked to see a bunch of Rambams from left field. Rambams, I asked to see a Mishnah Berurah. That's why maybe I lost a little bit. It all comes from Shlomo Zalman's country in Sipkot and Gimel. That's where it comes from. Shlomo Zalman claims like this, Achidish Godel Benayra. Godel Benayra. He says that if all the cards, if I may use an American expression, are in my hand, I can make whatever choice I want. I can say yes or I can say no. That's a kuss on everything. In other words, example. We'll give you an example. Someone knows I want to buy a car. I don't want to buy a car. The pet the street, car for sale. It's in the window, car for sale. A 1995 car. $3,000. Shit. Hey, look at that kind of car you want. That's a lot of cash. Good deal. So he goes to the guy, walks into his phone number, he says, I'm buying the car for Chaim. 9 o'clock, $3,000, shut. Don't call us on the phone. That's ridiculous. No foot. Why not a foot? Who said a true Chaim wants a car? Who's the Chaim wants this car for $3,000? This is a hunk of junk. Not even worth $2,000, Chaim may feel. So therefore, that's considered to be a non-zukut. That's a non-zukut. However, if you look at the Rambam, you know the Rambam is just Mephirian, Perek Lamed, Halach Aleph, the Shlomo Zalman quotes something very interesting. It was Mephirian. Amokah shemokah kakom etatma v'zokah behem halokeh shalom yidaito v'zika man yad halokeh halayona. So Chaim has two choices. He can back out or he can take it. Why? The answer is Chaim can't lose in this deal. Chaim can't lose. True, it may cost him $3,000 to buy the car, but he can always say no. So he can always say no. The Rambam's Mechadesh HaChiddush, that if he says yes, that it's Chaim. Wow. That's a tremendous Chiddush. I wouldn't have said it on my own, because I would have said that if I'm giving Chaim a present of a car, Chaim is a car for free. You and I both know some cars are not worth getting it for free. It's not worth the registration, and it's not worth the repairs. Anyone ever buy one of those cars for free from your uncle or something like that? And after a few weeks, it's not worth it for free. That's true. But by and large, we assume that a gift that you get is, a gift, it's free. That's of course. A mecha should be of course. We don't find that the first in the Gemara, the Chiddush in the Rambam. And the reason is because it's saying he has the upper hand. Similarly, the Rambam and Perek Chavtes Halacha Yud Aleph after the sea. Kotin shekana karka, v'nos and dove v'esri v'karka tam of the other, I is nothing. Zokha l'odam, shalom v'fonam. The cotton standing there is considered as if it's a sarzana shalom v'fonam. Once again, if it isn't even close, because presumably at the end he can say no, and if he's saying yes, a similar idea is found in Shammam as well. What does the Mishnah Zama want from all this? We had a case with Zaka gets the Ishtar B'lok of Yavo. Let's review the case. Never the two brothers. Okay? It's Reuben and Shimon. And Rachel married to Reuben. And Reuben never was dying from cancer. And the doctor said, we have 2 days to live. And Rachel scared to of this guy Shimon. She wants no part of Shimon. And Reuben knows very well Rachel wants no part of Shimon. And doesn't want any kind of a Yuvah Khalid or anything. So meanwhile, let's say for argument's sake that for whatever reason, Reuben is dying and Rachel's not there. No, she walked out, she went to rest, she went to sleep. She was having to sleep even though her husband is very sick. And then they say, you have 2 hours to live. And then she rings the phone, no one answers the phone, she just dead to the world, sleeping. So quickly they call on the rabbi, and the rabbi gets two agents, and they get a searcher, and it says, one out to the get, and he gives the get to Chaim to be the mezakeh, the get for Rachel from Reuben. That's the Gemara challenge. But it's good and no good, but after all, it's a clear circumstance, right? How can they sometimes it wouldn't really apply on the other person, only the other, the brother-in-law, not really the husband, the whole story. But the Gemara is a shout that we saw. Also say, just imagine what will happen if Reuben makes a supernatural recovery. He wants a bread story because he actually has 2 hours to live, and he lives 20 years. It's very rare, I agree. But it happens. Doctors are not, they're not God. So now just imagine this case. Chaim as a guest presents Rachel with a guest in the morning. Rachel, I'm happy to tell you, your husband probably died sometime last night. I'm going to say that, but you should know. Before he died, the guest was executed, he put it in my hand, and fine. Rambam reaches sigh of relief. Says, what about Shimon? Comes to the hospital, and the doctor says, ah, a miracle. I never saw this in my life. I had a doctor tell me this, Mamash Rebbe again. I never saw this in my life. And Rambam Reuven walks out of the hospital. And Rumpel said, hey, wait a minute, Reuven. We're not married anymore. What's going on over here? I have a guest from you. And yeah, well, I was given, I was going to die. The post can say, well, it says the Zaka get, he said, we're not going to be able to get it, we're going to get outside. Get outside means assuming that Reuven's going to die, the get is being given. But if the get, Reuven's going to live, the get's not a source at all, Chas v'shalom. What is this next from Rosh Hashanah Zalman says? That it doesn't have to be a Zechus Berurah v'shaito. This is the Chiddush of Rosh Hashanah Zalman. In other words, Zaka la'odam shalom v'fadav need not be a case where the Zechus is clear that at that very moment it's known to the whole world that it's a Zechus. As long as it turns out to be a Zechus. If it turns out to be a Zechus, then we say Zaka even at the moment that it was given, no one knew it was a Zechus. Wasn't sure. We thought so. We weren't sure. Now this just refers to these movies from yesterday. She only had these Balaiter with the tour, with the Bach. Not so clear everyone agrees to this principle, but that's what Rosh Hashanah Zalman said. A Chiddush Gadol. Why is this such a big Chiddush? Why is this a big Chiddush? So Rosh Hashanah Zalman is saying we had all this discussion of Mizakah, he had the Malkam Yavam, the Malkam Mumar, the Malkam Ktata, all the cases which we thought might not work. So Rosh Hashanah Zalman is a great way out. Not a new way, a new kunst. What's the kunst? Give the get to the woman the t'nai. What's the t'nai? If you want it, it's a t'nai. If you want the get to be valid, it's valid. If you don't want the get to be valid, it's not valid. But the Pesach is valid. She has nothing to lose. That's the case of someone who has bought the car for $3,000. Kind of 1995 jalopy. Right? Maybe it's not worth $3,000. When you see it, a great commitment by a mechanic. Yeah, it's worth $3,000. So if you choose to keep it, you can keep it. If you choose to chop it, you can chop it. I'm telling you, so too is the mechanic of Shlomo Zalman. If you make the get conditional upon her consent at a later date when she finds out about it, then she can't lose. So that should be considered to be in the category of its good. It's amazing. Amazing Kiddush. But all the Mishnayos and the Gemaras that say that there's no kus by a get because you can't say it's nothing because there's a chol below. We saw the Mishnah that we got yesterday. That's if it's given unconditionally. Here, take the get, boom. If it's given conditionally, not condition stop, because that's not necessarily not a condition, it may not be again, but the fact may not warrant it. But the condition is, if you, Rachel, want it, then the get is valid. And if you don't want it, it's not valid. That's put into the original condition, which is valid from the Chadash HaKadosh Neira, which applies the principle of Zakim even by a get. Wow. That's a Chiddush Neira. A Chiddush Neira. This being the case, he wants a Chiddush Neira number two. This is amazing. This is a God of the Torah. Go back to the case of Chaitan. What happened over here? Chaitan, what happened over here? A man made a shliach to give a get, and the shliach died. How could someone else just get up there and give a get to the woman? No, because he was never appointed. Hello? He was never appointed. He can't do what we know he wanted. It was supposed to be put around. Doesn't work. What if I have the other guy give the get to the woman? And we'll say that the following condition, that if Reuven, who appointed the original shliach to die, will be happy with what's being done now on his behalf, then it should be valid. If it will not be happy, then it won't be valid. So you want to argue, and under lose. There's nothing to lose. Reuven has nothing to lose. There's nothing to lose. Maybe we should apply the principle of Zochin. This is Rav Shlomo Zalman's Chiddush Neira. It's a mind-boggling Chiddush.
Is there a time limit on this?
I don't know. There's no time limit. Whatever, I'll work on the details. I just want to bring it to your attention, Chiddush Neira. But the but, the major but, is what I call the other Maramah.
punishment. The Talmud says that in Yad HaLach Lekas HaRishon, that I made reference to before in Kibushin, that man made, but it is Chiyas Mitam Shlichas Olav Mitam Shlichas. Rashi and Mashiach Mitam Shlichas, the Rashi is the Kibushin Mitam Shlichas, Kursus is the Mitam Shlichas, but the Ravitz, the Ramban, the Rashpoh, the Ritzvah will say, it's Chiyas Olav Mitam Shlichas. The Shlomo Zalman, this trick is only going to work with the Chiyas Mitam Shlichas. The Chiyas Mitam Shlichas should be no different between the woman receiving a get where this trick would work, the husband giving a get where the trick would work. However, he argues, if the Chiyas is Lav Mitam Shlichas, the Chiyas does not work Mitam Shlichas. Then, the Shlomo Zalman says, no. If the Chiyas Lav Mitam Shlichas, then it's not going to work. Why won't it work? Here's what I want to discuss with you in a few minutes. Why won't it work if the Chiyas Lav Mitam Shlichas? I'm going to take my pshat and his pshat. I'll tell you what I was always taught as a youngster. But the pshat of the Ksoyf, famous pshat of the Ksoyf. We know Zochin le'odom shelo b'fonim. Everyone knows that before the Mishnah says Zochin le'odom shelo b'fonim. Right? You can acquire something for someone even if it's not in his presence. How about Zochin me'odom? Zochin me'odom shelo b'fonim. What's the case? I'll give you a case. I have a case in the Ramon Yerodea where there is a woman has a big dough, and she wasn't mafishkala. So you say that the kitchen worker, the Jewish kitchen worker, can be mafishkala without the explicit employment of the balabasta. Why? Zochin. Forgive me. Le'odam shelo b'fonav. It's good for her to have a dough. She doesn't have to be makola for sushi b'teva. She wants to make a mutter for the guest to eat. So you can do it. Text says, oh, sure. But the Tosfos suggests that maybe depending upon the shayla, zochin le'odam or me'odam. Because then what are you doing? You're not giving anything to the balabasta. You're taking something from the balabasta. Whatever it be, the amount of kali amount question. Who said it works? We were always taught in our youth. Depends on the mitam shlichus about mitam shlichus. If the chiyas mitam shlichus, no different. Le'odam, me'odam, same thing. It's a difference. It's like a shliach. A shliach doesn't work on the loo. It's like a shliach. Say, my pishchula, the chala. So the person, the camera, in effect, my shliach, without my employment, they can be my pish, the chala, too. So the zofa is a bezundi redin, a separate alofa. Which means, somehow, there's a new parsha called zofin that I can acquire something for you, and I'm not a shliach whatsoever. Here we can argue, it only works what we call le'odam, to acquire for someone, but not me'odam, not take something away from someone. So here in the Indian of money we understand who's le'odam. In the Indian of Ishus, we know. He got his isha, and we still come to. So the condition is that she goes into his home, and he's carried for Shadim's home. So Zochin le'odam works for the woman, that's before she gemara, mezakim, lochim yomam. So she's acquiring the effect herself and getting out of the marriage, getting out of his house. But getting her out of his house is something from his perspective is me'odam. And me'odam maybe shouldn't work if you hold the chiya, la mitam shli. That's how I understood. Yes, a question? Okay, but even if it's an advantage, it has to be, it's arguable that you have to have a new din of zechiyah. I mean, the shlichus only works for the person, not to take it away. That's how I was always taught.
It's
an advantage, but it's an advantage. It's an odd question of scholar. It's still an advantage to have a permissible dough than a forbidden dough. Nonetheless, the post that I was learned said, no, it doesn't work, because it can't take away from something with somebody, even if he did Zechiyah. So I was taught. However, here Shlomo Zalman says that to take something away monetarily could work even if Zechiyah is Mitam Shlichus. Who says so? A Chassam Sofer. Chassam Tov. Look at this. Nei, the Tvila, the Lorak, Zochim, no Adam Shemar. Adagam Zochim, no Adam Shemar. Kmo Shokhiach Chassam Tov, in the Chirat, Chem Tov Shokhavero, Vishoach Hamishu. The Mahanim is Zochim, no Adam. And that's not no Adam. What is that really? What is that really? No Adam. I have to see a Shemar. This is based on a Gemara. Because I have your promise. And I'm waiting. Is there a paper? And I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting. So you gave me the promise to watch. I'm a Shemachina, okay. I'm waiting. You don't show up. Is there a paper? Night, you don't show up. In the morning, you don't show up. In 2 hours, you don't. 3, 4, 5. This is the last hour. The last hour. Right? I wait 45 more minutes, and bingo. Now it's 11:15. You wait till 12 o'clock. The comet turns into a pumpkin. Comes out to the Hanah, the Shashi. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? No? What should I do? Tell it. Quick. Tell it. Right? Tell it. So the Chassam says, how can I tell it? Not mine. See, from here, look at me, Adam. So if it's just a dry brewer, that's up in my auto. So when I saw this, I was shaking my basics. I was taught that up in my auto is a big machlokes I think it's a mafurish gemara that you sell in the shul hamishis. So isn't that clear, right? That you say up in my auto? Isn't it a dry brewer? So Shlomo Zalman says that even if you can sell, even if they may auto. But he said, nonetheless, if your tia is not mitam shlichus, but it's there as a kasus, she calls this because gam shalom midas hazoicha. He says this because we get work, we get tia, okay? And you can sell comments also. Don't know why. Even if not mitam shlichus, I don't understand why. Mashenke, we just see this get. So tzadi klal ba'achlo greater shalom sefer kritus. So being a doctor, it's seen him yad v'yad. The yomal is leaving the bagar v'karka lo mahani. And therefore, the old tia lav mitam shlichus, it won't work. The mitam shlichus is also given himself. Lav mitam shlichus, you mean matne, but you can't do a mitzvah in the scene. So Shlomo Zalman says, I'm not saying it's wrong in this far, but I was bothered because it was against my assumption. And tia lav mitam shlichus, you can't even be matne. So what do you do with the Gemara and Sokim with the Shulchan Aruch for Furish? Yes, Ariel. Oh, yes, Yehuda, what's the other answer? Whoever wants it.
So what happens before the time is over, if we bring a kid to a foot and on with a car, in terms of buying the car, so say I have a car and somebody else has it, somebody else is holding it for me, and my car is worth $3,000. So they hear that somebody else wants to pay $5,000 for my car.
No, stop.
So they'll...
What if he won't work? I thought it was...
What if I would have won
$10,000? I don't know, that's a good question. But if course of I understood if they'll kill a lot of times, it should not work. It certainly would work with an up and a din of a Mefurash Mechaber, which is a Mefurash Gemara really, in Sochin, because basically you can sell someone's cover to the fifth hour. So what I felt very upset by this ride. Yes, you know. Therefore. Whoa, that's very fancy footwork over here. It's coming back. It's from one of my back friends.
If you don't sell it,
the heart will be lost. That's correct.
If someone comes down,
it will be lost. Yeah, but that doesn't make a difference. It's still your soul, how much it was, and you're now sold to somebody else. That's why I have to see Mr. Brewer. Because Mr. Brewer discusses the case of the Shiner who did not do it. He didn't do what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to sell the promise, we think. But does he have to pay or not? Huh? The Mr. Brewer calls Rolf Pokim. This is what gave me the idea that to refute the truth. The Rolf Akron and Maskinim, Ben Shamachin and Ben Shamasaka Potter. Not called Shmira. Shmira is to give it back. He never accepted to sell it. Never. Shadrab, the Lechir is doing the most fear of Mishra's Bible. Ain't no Sarah Lamokro Ellen Vitam Mitzvah Hashavat Aveda. If you're not made to an Aveda, you don't have to pay. Just struck off a bell in my head. I look at the mission above a Messiah. Can you remember Messiah for a moment? Above a Messiah, thank you.
So that's an advantage. Everyone knows that they're limited. They're used. There's a mishpah in the limited. That if I have an aveda which costs more money the upkeep than the worth of the behemoth. Everyone knows that's not the limited. That's right, Peter. Kol dava she'ol sevi ochol, yan sevi ochol. Dava she'ol sevi ochol, yimocher. Shenema, potter. Vashevotolo. Re'ei, heis, tishivenolo. Rabbosa, it's there as a kosu. That you're allowed to sell someone to belong to somebody else. Why? It's part of the gift of Hashem's Aveda. Vashevotolo, it's going to become worse. It's going to end up losing money. That's why you can sell chomet in the fifth hour. Not because of the normal gedik gedorim of zochon ve'adot lo v'fon. Because it's there as a kosu. Vashevotolo, the man said that you can sell a cow that costs $20 a week to keep up, and it's only worth $30. And after a week, it's worthless. You lost more money. The game. It's here and only here where you can sell something that doesn't belong to you. Other than that, not. Nah. So I want to go back to my conventional wisdom. I thought conventional wisdom is often it's not mitam shlichus. You do not apply it may although. As Kama announced the Reb Shlomo Zalman's beautiful tshuva, good up Mincha Shlomo Siman, I am happy. Okay. Yes. That may be so.
Maybe not.
Yes.
I think also, I remember that the case in Far and Trident that displays a role in the fact that hummus would be worth anything
anyway. That's what you would have said. But right now it's worth something, so it's not just simple. For, I'm not saying it's wrong, but not for plus.
And then you can sell it before, if that's true.
That's okay. I understand. Right. Yes, you do that. No, Shem Azamo was saying that even though the Chassam Sofer apparently proved that everyone agreed he could sell someone's property even without his consent of the Sufferin, and even though the old scheme Mitab should have had to agree to that, and that he can sell his car also, as Ariel said, but he can't get a get, because he ended up nice in the season. That's what he prayed. And I wanted to say, but I was taught, that if you can't even sell something, because you don't have to sell something. Either Gemara is talking with the Mitabra, no, it's made to have made with the mission of the material of the Chesed, but it's under the Gerasa Kosovo, not based upon the normal channels of Zachar Me'odah. That's what I wanted to suggest. Okay. Fine. I want to turn my attention now to something which is a little bit more love this year, about. I want you to still hang in there, because this is our analysis of the Shliach LeKabbalah, Shliach LeHalacha, Shliach LeHavo, act. Rabotai, let's go get a little bit of background. We saw Machloikas and Yehav, Ashliach LaHavo, or not. Rashi and the Rach say no, and the Bava Messiah and Rav, and the Rambam and the Rambam say yes. What exactly is a Shliach LaHavo? The Rambam's simple interpretation is, it's simply the last line, the Shliach LaKabbalah al Atnai. So, that's a simple reading of the Rambam. There's a problem. Abchaim, that it can't be, because the Rambam himself says, Shliach LaKabbalah requires Edekiyum. Shliach HaLacha does not require Edekiyum. Shliach LaKabbalah does require Edekiyum. Shliach LaHavo does not. Had it been the standard Shliach LaKabbalah with a Tanai, should it require Edekiyum? It's Abchaim's proof. But it can't be, the Rambam cannot be taken literally. So what does it really mean? It means something that the Rambam said later on, a different kind of a language, it's sort of like Laman Aleph for days. So that, we don't really know. We sort of left over without an answer. All it said over there is, well, particular case over there, don't become divorced, I guess, to the city of Machatia. So what does it mean? So, Rishon and Nath Shliach LaHavo, Nachmas Isha, Vechimot and the Mat of Machatia, have a Shliach LaKabbalah Shalom. You see, from that right, clearly the two different and separate and distinct concepts. Shliach LaKabbalah and Shliach LaHavo, that one is identical to the other Tibetan of Sinai. That's what you see from this round, so we have to reinterpret the round back here as well. Okay, fine. So we had said, Rabbi Osai, that if the Ran should be understood literally, that it's the Shliach LaKabbalah straight, we can understand why the Ran would argue on the Rambam, because a woman could perhaps not make a Shliach LaKabbalah al-Atnai.
a woman is not empowered to impose tanoim necessarily. For example, a woman cannot make a plan to get itself. A man can give a get to his wife, I'll give you the get and the Krishna reigns tomorrow. The woman cannot accept the get and the Krishna reigns because she's not the boss. It can be given to her even against her will. Even like Kiddushin, the Pesukim say. The man gets the Mishnayot and Kiddushin. Got to the Mishnayot. They want Kiddushin. What's the Kiddushin one? That they give a Kiddushin to a woman, but tonight, it'll rain, it won't rain. All the conditions, give me $200, all this. Can a woman impose a condition? Pashtus not. Why can she not impose a condition? After all, she is her consent is in fact necessary for the condition. Pashtus is at a simple level. The tonight is imposed on the person who's playing the active role. He has to make the tonight. So we can argue simply the Rambam says the Rambam is wrong, because she cannot make tanoim and delays into the divorce. She's not in her power. So therefore, since the shlichus is part of the divorce, so she cannot make a shlichus kabbalah with a delay built in, with a condition built in. That's what we had suggested a few days ago. That's what we suggested. Perhaps. Where do we get this idea that shlichus of the woman is a special thing? That's the famous Tosfos Derash. The Tosfos Derash in Kiddushin Amalek says that if a woman, that the fact that she can appoint the shlichus of Chlal, the Kabbalah, is a separate gerus hakasa v'shilchah. Who needs an extra? Well, what's the difference between him and her? I don't believe it. It's in gender equality. The difference between him and her, the answer is that he divorces even against his will. He divorced only according to his will. She is divorced even against her will, and therefore you might have thought that she cannot make a shliach. How does that explain that? So we said, Rav Chaim said, Shana Tosfos in Ksuvos of Ayin Dalid, he wants to know the lesson of a shliach, the lesson of a tanai, that in order to be able to appoint a shliach, has to be the boss. If you're not, if you can't make a shliach, so then you're not a boss. Not a boss, you cannot make an imposing condition. Right? The male we can say, I think Mark Havamina was, a woman can make a shliach, she's not a boss in anything. The dick can be shoved down her throat. So how can she then make a shliach for cloud? She's not a boss at all. Kamash Lon is special because there's a cost of a Mishal Kloss, special plus, an extra A. No, it is new, brand new dinner, Kiddush HaTorah, that even the woman who has no say in the divorce, who can divorce, can be shoved down her throat, literally stuffed into a lap, into her hand, and she's divorced against her will, Afal Pikein, the Torah of Mechadish, and she can make a shliach Kabbalah. Oh. But if she can make a shliach for Kabbalah, it's a brand new parsha, right? The new parsha. Maybe this new parsha doesn't have the normal facts associated with shlichus, such as conditional shlichus, delay shlichus. Can't do it. But we want to take shots in the rock. That will be started with this thing, I think it was on Tuesday, 2 days ago. Fine. However, now that we're simply moving away from the simple reading of this last part of the Rambam, I say no. Shliach la'avod is not a simple shliach kabbalah tonight. For Araya, donated him. We have to re-examine the question of the definition. What exactly is a shliach la'avod? What is it? It must be something else. What in the world is it? What is it? It has to be something else. So it's easy to say what it's not. So what is it? So you saw a message from Shlomo Hyman yesterday. He says we have to bifurcate the Nesina to what he calls the Gemara Gerishin. Now, what I was learned when I was a child by the Rav Shia, by the Rav Shia, but they call them the Kinyan. Kinyan. They said a get out of the Nesina and a Kinyan. I said, all the Torah don't use that language, and not in my Moshe, not in Shloimeh. They say, Nesina and Gemara Gerushin, or Palos Gerushin. fine. Not that I don't want to be ensnared in these disputes, but whether it get required the Kenyan or not. So it says, no. So, good. So don't call it the Kenyan, call it the Gemara Gerish. Okay, there's a Mice and a Sina and a Gemara Gerish. Fine. So the point of Shliach Lahava is, they say, that it's a Shliach only on the Mice and the Sina, on the Nesina proper, but it's not a shliach on the Gemara Gerish. No, Araya. The Gerish is not completed when it gets into the person's hand, only gets into the woman's hand. So, push it. It's to be bifurcated, we split, we divide. Where do you find precedence for this? We saw Rambam in the Perakei and the Gershin. You give it to an Eved, the Eved is awake, the Eved is not tied down. So, it's called the Chotzim Alechas, Chotzim Alechas Lokana. Alpha, you can't go to the Rambam. The Nesina is a good Nesina. The Magda Mishnah discusses it. It's good, no good, we take it back into the Gita. The car, they can take it back and it was back again. No, it's good enough. Close it around though. Because of the scene that it was, even though it lacked a Kenyan. It's around the 8th paragraph about it, which we'll get to later. We can't go to the 8th paragraph now. Not yet. We'll get to it, Mr. Shem. A similar idea found in the same family motion. This is a pshat we said in what the Ran meant. Let's take a look on the Ran, if you don't mind. Again, there's the other Ran. The Ran on Laman Aleph for the day. Let's take a look there. Emma Kasha is Master Makasi business. So this is the Ryan Sven Kasha. He gives the word. The woman says, listen, I'll take the guest, but it shouldn't be valid until he gets to New York. So how does it work? So he gets to Makabe Kasha. So what is called? The Ryan gets two terutas. The first is a wild terror. What's the first terror? Hi, Mishar, Rishon, Ashtiyat Kabbalah, the Yodo, the Yodo, and the Shahit, the Emosh, the Garish, and the Baosa Moko. Kabbalah, the Oma, the Isha, I read the Gita, so it's Garshi Bo at Akhalak Olam and Yom. It's a 30-day business. I hear the woman built in the delay. Yeah, the woman has the right to do this apparently. That's the first day. Second Torah in Iran. Yesh Misha Omer, Yesh Ota Shliach Laholoko LeKabbalah, Asi Shaper. Shemisho Rishon and Asa Shliach Lahavo, Mach Masa Isha, Vechi Motu the Masa Mechatsia, Hav Shliach with Kabbalah Shalom. She changes hat. She has a Havo hat, and she has a Kabbalah hat. And when she reaches the town of Mechatsia, she takes off one hat, puts on another hat, and it works. And it works. Then it works. It's not a shliach la, it's not a tznai. Let's say the one thing about tznai. Nothing about tznai over here. It's a topic of the din of the nesina. That's how he says tznai. Okay, it could be. That could be. What was the first answer? What was the first answer? First answer to the rock. What's the first answer to the rock? That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like. That's quite difficult. Right? How can a woman make it tonight? Apparently, Obi can make it tonight. So we'll have to discuss a little bit later what's happening over here. She hits not emo. That's what he said. Mishar, Mishon, Avishliach, LeKabbalah, the other, the other. Ela Shehitna. Who is Hitna? He or she? If it's he, no problem. It's not him. So this garish, Ela Bosa Mokam. But what did Gemara say? Who said? Who's the Gemara? Who said? For the Armala, take a look on the right and the third line of the paragraph. With the armor, second line, the seventh, second line. With the armor, like, Kabbalah Gita B'matzah Mechashta, she said, something called Mrah, like, Mishka Kalech and Mashka Kalech Shkole, Mine, Gita Lo Levi, and the mother to Matzah Mechashta. She made the condition. What's the matter with he? Is there a line missing? Hit the start, he knows that stuff missing. They're very upset with Luke tomorrow. They didn't do redo the run. There was the Rosh, there was the Mashah, there was the Balamor. Everybody, the Ran is most important. They didn't redo that. So I think they made a mistake when they wanted to redo it. The next time they don't give, they'll maybe she should be hit the story most. No, she's not in the condition. How can she do it? The Ran is sort of wide open. She can do it. Let's go back to the toast. Let's turn to the toast now for a moment. Tama Khan and Bates. Thank you.
it's a somewhat different kasha, but it's based on the Gemara on the base. You haven't gotten to yet. I think, did I respond? Did I say Mama Thomas? Chaz v'shlip v'chay to abal? No? Did I get that far? I don't remember. Let me finish. Should I make the ones on Sunday? Maybe I didn't know the ones on Sunday. No new Gemara. No new Mama Thomas on Sunday. Monday, maybe the new Mama Thomas. Okay. So we'll tell you this is somewhat different kasha. The longer way because we didn't learn the Gemara yet. Yes, no, it's two teruts of also. First teruts. Okay, the teruts. The Mari, the Amrala, Havi Shliach Lo'olacha, had the Matis Lo'hasam. Viki Matis Hasam, Shabe Shliach Lo'olacha, a second one. Vikavle, for the whole new case. Rachel says, listen, you'll be a shliach la'olacha, then make another shliach and you become a shliach la'olacha. If that's the case, there's no cash on anything. So, unrelated to all our discussion. The second parent, which is one second. The second is just one again to us. Inam. He bobel al matzah lachasya, have a kol shliach la'olacha. Tari ka'oma le'isha, hareza gitech, lo tizgashi bo, ad li'achar shloshim yo'ol. Yeah, you're right. But we're not learning that yet. I told you we'll get to it next week. We never next week we'll get there. Okay, so there's two they with them in the Iran and there's two they with them in Tulsa. Oh, hold on a second. Have a ki'omer le'isha. Ki'omer. Now this works both ways. It works both ways. Okay? It works both ways. But the problem becomes, a woman cannot make it tonight. We know this. She goes to the divorce against her will. So, I still want to say to Imre Moshe, only in Masa Mechasya, it doesn't mean it's not. I repeat again. A woman cannot make tzloy. She cannot say, well, when it rains, oh, it snows, she has no power to do that. But she has the right split that she can do. She can appoint the guy as a shliach for the Nesina, but not the shliach for the Gemara Gerishim. And it's called the shliach for Havah. Now, the fact that Tosef compares this, listen carefully, to the Acha Shloshim Yom, indicates to the Baal Emre Moshe, the very big, a big Kiddush, which you, really are in now, it's more Kiddush. You have a principle you must have learned about it somewhere in your halachic Talmudic careers, about Maisa now, but it's only called the Acha Shloshim Yom. Well, the Acha, when a certain thing happens later on. So we always like to assume that in that kind of a case, the mice, literally, the mice of Kiddushin is now, and the halot Kiddushin, the effect of the Kiddushin is postponed for 30 days. And if we mention to the assault, I think the rough said the same assault too, maybe it came back from Chaim, that's wrong. That if I give a ring to a woman, carry out the rest of the Acha Shloshim Yom, I'll pee out locha. Until 30 days they're up, it's not even called a Maisa Kiddushin. It's not even called a Maisa Kiddushin. It's not even a Maisa now, the Chalos later. But even the quote-unquote halachic definition of the Maisa is postponed. Now you'll see, what am I using jargon for? What's Maisa, what's Chalos, what am I talking about? Let me explain what I mean. Maisa is intrinsic. Intrinsic, the act of Kiddushin. Chalos could be conditional, right? A Tanai, one of the expressions Ksuba just said, Tanai Nusa Akrita. What means Tanai Nusa Akrita? That means, if I do a Maisa Gerishin, and I make it conditional, whether if it rains, and yes, if it doesn't rain, then not. So, the rain is not a part of the divorce. You can't divorce with rain. The rain is an external phenomenon which is superimposed upon the core of the act of divorce. Something external. The halos can depend upon the rain. But the mice itself is just simply the giving of the gift. So we usually think that the get is given, not a shloshim yom, the mice is now. Except the halos, like a condition, you have to wait for 30 days.
to the Ganosh, but the fact that Tosfos is comparing after 30 days to the case of what he called the Shliach Lahava, where what's happening over here? What's happening over here is that she's only making a Shliach for the Maitre Nesina, but not for the Gemara HaGerishin. The Gemara HaGerishin is an integral part of what we call the Maitre HaGerishin. Conveys an impression, he says, that it's not even called the halakhli of the Maitre HaGerishin until after 30 days. Proof? The Gemara is the Kiddushin. What if a man gives a woman a star Kiddushin? How he asked the Kiddushin to leave a star Zach to that Moshe of Yisrael. And he says, effectively after 30 days, give it to her. And know what happens? The star burns up. But when she gets angry, then she rips it up. Of course, the Gemara, they're not married. They're not married. Why are they not married? The Maitre HaKiddushin is already complete now. Who cares if there's some kind of a delay for that to be external? So it's an external condition. He's not, no. For the fact that if the star burns up or drips up within 30 days, they're not married, indicates that it's, even though what we call the Maitre itself is not complete until after the end of the 30-day period. Because the Gemara Kiddushin has to attest that therefore the man could back out within 30 days. Why? Lest Rabbi Yochanan there is, Asi Dibur of Mavazel Dibur. Famous Gemara. Why Dibur? I call it a Dibur. It's a full Kiddushin. No. Even the Maitre Kiddushin is not complete until after 30 days are up. This is important. This is first, this is an abstraction. But it makes a difference. And he quotes the Rashba, the one I'll read in a minute. The Rashba says over here on this Indian, amazing Rashba, on Samachay of his base, and the Mimosa puts his shot into the words of the Rashba. I'm going to read just one line. The Rashba says, Here he switched channels a little bit. First I thought he was saying it's not even considered the beginning of the night at all until after 30 days halakhically. Now he's saying it's a long 30-day Kabbalah Arista. You know the sugya in Kiddushin and Tetzit, there's a concept there. I thought it was a long, schleppy night, it schleps for 30 days. Can somebody get in this strike and live me? The whole sugya is not our sugya right now. But he's called it a Kabbalah Arista. Yes?
Let me.
I want to finish my sentence and I'll be with you. But I think the Rashi is driving at is he denies the bifurcation of the Sina from Gemara Gerishim. And therefore you cannot say that there's a, well look, the Sina is now and the Gemara Gerishim is later. He says you can't split. If you can't split, so you can't say, well, the whole mice is later on. So we get to like Abakarka. But what you can say is, it's a Kabbalah Arichta. The Kabbalah Arichta that started now with the original mice, and the entire process is lasting for 30 days. 30 days? 30 days? Interesting. Naftimina is in my motion. Interesting Naftimina. It's a 30-day process. It has to be the get in her hand or in her yard for the full 30 days. If we left shot before both sides, the way we left shot the rock, the divide in the Sina from the Gemara Gerishin, so then the Sina was done. Because he was given to her right away, and then the get you can put, if the get is put into someone else's house, safekeeping, not my house, someone else has it. I put it somewhere. Not my possession. Good anyway. But if you hold the Kabbalah Arichta, it has to be in her hand, at least in her yard, for 30 days straight. Oh, fine. Now I'm ready to return my attention to the, what I call the Lumbish part, which we didn't quite complete. Which is as follows. Why do you require a tekiyum by the Shliach LeKabbalah, not by the Shliach LeOlava, and not even by the Shliach LeHavah? We never explained it really. explain that the fact that it's true indicates that the simple reading of the Rambam, the last line, is not Pshat Rambam. Okay, so what is the real Pshat? You have to understand first why, forget Shtiach L'Havah, why is there a distinction between Shtiach L'Halacha and Shtiach L'Kabbalah? Some of the kind of suggested, well, Shtiach L'Halacha in effect has Eidim all the time. Why? Gita Machia Kabbalah, so the right Kabbalah, has a guest. It can't be Pshat Rambam because the Rambam is intended by Kiddushin. By Kiddushin, there is no piece of paper. There's a quarter in his pocket. He could have gotten a quarter from anywhere. So we haven't given an answer yet fully. I mentioned to you that the Reb Chaim talks about it a little bit. The Reb Chaim is to be found in Perek Vov in Hilchos Gerushin, Halacha Tes. He doesn't speak his full sentences over here. I mean, you know what I mean? Doesn't say what the full language that he expresses in the Hilchos Yibum, but I think it's the same as those. Reb Chaim says like this. Reb Chaim starts as follows. He says, Akasha, he doesn't understand the Chlal. What's all the Reb doing? All the rabbis with you. Why? What's wrong going on? There's no time cannot make a shliach l'kabbalah. Why says the Rambam? Why can't the shliach Rambam make a shliach l'kabbalah? Why can't they make a shliach l'kabbalah? Says the Reb Chaim. Why? There's a shliach kabbalah tzarech eidim v'ein le'idim al hakotn she'enu ben deah gemur. What are you talking about, Rabbi? What are you talking about China? You know the reason. Atem gam atem. Everyone knows that. Atem gam atem. Atem b'nei b'yit, ha'shulchak b'nei b'yit, ma'atem b'nei da'at, ha'shach b'nei da'at. Yat ha'at samaluz of age. That's why. No. What takav shah? Let's start with that. Why do you need a different reason? What's wrong with the Rabbi's reason? So, Chaim was a pshat? And we'll just another shot. Reb Chaim said an afkamina for Mizakeh get l'ishto b'lokom yavon. Mizakeh get l'ishto b'lokom yavon. According to one shot, that'll work. So then, you can't say ma'atem b'nevet shbukhachar. No, it's going with the din of zochin. And it's going with the din of zochin. Nay depends upon what? About that. Zechiah knew. Come on. Nitam Shlichus, or not Nitam Shlichus, right? They took your soul from the Messiah and Allah for the Zechiah to the Rabbanah, not the Rabbanah, by a recipient who was a Katan. We won't go into that right now, exactly, totally. We'll discuss many more as we go. But the Reb Chaim is saying that Zechiah LeKatan. So then it should work even though it comes up our shlichus. It's not so clear. But the Chaim, the reason why it's no good is because ain me'idim al haktano. Even in the case where it works with Zochin, and this Zochin can overcome this Rosh HaKlolis of Atem Gam Atem, but Zochin cannot overcome the problem of Ein Me'idin Alakot. Now, Kramer doesn't explain what he's driving at. What do you need Eidus for? Normally you need Eidus to certify that she appointed the Shliach. But here, there's no need for the appointed Shliach. What kind of Eidus? So what Reb Chaim may mean is, nay, that after the get is given to the katana, she gets to refuse it. Right? If I give Amazaki you a pen, free of charge. Here, the pen, free. Give it to Charlie. They give it to Charlie, says, I don't want it. The poor Shigamoto of a Batra, then he can say, I don't want it. So back up the skill of myself, I don't want it. So maybe that's a chapter of time, he'll spell it out, that I'm giving the woman a get, we need Eidim on her da'at, what da'at? But she says at the end of the day, yes, I'm happy with this get. And he needs another time, that's what crime needs. Oh. But this is crime to play the beautiful nuance of the Rambam. The Rambam says in Paris, it's on the Maramakom, it's like Ramallah Patet. Uktana ena ot shtil kabbalah. Afa pisha katsera kodala gita kigdola. Doesn't work. Why? The shtil kabbalah requires aid. Take a crime, the Gilam Baba Matir, everyone Baba Matir? First Paris? Baba Matir, that beautiful Matirish, that when it comes to Chotzer could either be Tamiyad or be Tam Shlichus. You ever learn that? Take us tomorrow. Chotzer is a good move and get to it. Chotzer could be Tamiyad or be Tam Shlichus. A Chotzer like your hands, right? We mentioned that before. So the woman's hands, the woman's the yard, but it's causing all the time to sleep. That's before she can learn. There's a mark in the Bible of Messiah, when it comes to a guest, Chot can only be Mitam Yad. It can only be Mitam Yad. Bible of Messiah, Mitam Yad. Mitam Yad. So if Mitam Yad, so what are you, what's the Rama talking about? He says, the Rus, Abba, Bishop of Sarah, Kornola, Gita, Kingdola, so they can't make a Shliya. They cut Mitam Shliya, so it's in the sand. The Shliya doesn't work. Shliya of a human being doesn't work. But if Chot Mitam Yad, what are you comparing apples and oranges? What's the comparison? So I've got cash against the Rambam as well. Answer a plan, if you look at Baba Messiah, Adam Kidal, the next time. What does it say in Baba Messiah, Adam Kidal? Listen very carefully. It says there that the only time a get, a chutzah works for a get, Isha, is that the woman is standing right near the chutzah. Why? Because she's standing near the chutzah, is in Yad. And why is it no good if she's not near the chutzah? Does that work with the shlichus? Says the Gemara. Because the get is, who's fill in the blank? The get is a, Kohula. The get is Kohula. That's why it doesn't work with the shlichus. If that's the case, you have kain. If the Rambam is coming here to do the case of the Zakeh get to the Ishtam of Mokka V'yobam, which is the quantum 1,000 Gemara, a kut. And despite the fact that it's a kut, and therefore shlich chotu v'ruk v'tam shlichus, af ha'pishuk atzera konala gita v'tam shlichus, it's only required to Abba became a human being, he can't say something. Why? Because a human being requires faith. The aim may even now like custom chain of adaptable. That's a prime introduction. It's always adding the issue of the amount of comments. I don't want to overwhelm you too much. This is the opening paragraph of Rav Chaim. I repeat again. Rav Chaim says, first question, what's wrong with the rivalry reason? He explained that the Raivad's reason would not necessarily exclude the case of a Zechiah, of a Mokum Yoba, but that he would need Asim Gamat and B'nai B'ris, B'nai Dad, etc. But what is the problem? A Me'idin. And I added, the Chaim means on the ultimate consent. But this Chaim adds, the conscious to the Chaser is beautiful. Because Chaser means we didn't add. There's no comparison to the Shlich of a human being. Ah, but it seems like a Messiah. The reason why Chaser only didn't add, I get, is because of the cold. It's only because of a cold. Chotzer works with Shlichus, but the Rambam is exactly the contrary. But the Chotzer comes with Shlichus by his Kusula, by Yavam, Makam Yavam. But a human being can't work. Why? Ein Me'iz Nalakam. So far we've kind of explained what's wrong with the Rambam's reason. But now I have to explain, well, what's right with the Rambam's reason? What is he driving at? Whoever heard Ein Me'iz Nalakam, the kind of it's not true. You know, they did Torah, you may have heard it, we had it 3 years ago, so I've read it. Kiddushik Tana, remember that scandal? You old enough to remember the scandal of Kiddushik Tana? Remember that scandal? Well, if you didn't remember the scandal, it's a Tosk Mekovish. And a man could be the Kaddish of his wife when she can be, give it over his daughter to marriage, she's a Tana. What happens if a year later, the husband hates her? What do you do? He's divorced, right? He's divorced, right? No discussion. Who gets the divorce? The father gets involved. If it was the son, she certainly gets it. Whatever, this is a guest. Wait a second. How can they ever be a guest? How can she ever remarry? Who's going to testify to the divorce? Amy Dalakana. Kind of question. A club question. Of course it's Dalakana. I repeat again. If a man divorces his wife who's 10 years old, it was in front of two agents, right? They come to bed and say, this girl, Hanala, is now divorced. Hanala, how old is she? 10. No, now, maybe not on time. But she's stuck now until she's 12. That's unheard of. Of course we know on time. What's going on with Shaka Rambam? And if you're applying, although you have to use these very same words, which I'd like it to use, I'm sure that's what he's driving at. It's the very last, you want to look it up, it's almost coming to the Bible, it's in the middle of the text. The very last part, the last paragraph of this long time, in terms of the Gerishim, I love the text. Mamish, when it turns the page, in the traditional edition, for the new editions, I'm not going to so much, page 21, the traditional edition, it's like a half a paragraph. Here's where Rav Chaim, you should really look this up if you can. Here's the pshat. Here's the pshat. He says like this. Yachol gavdi shatana, no problem. The answer is Torah Klum, let's get to the words. Shani Gerishin, Kevin and Miskareshes Malkorko, Lohavi Maitha Dizok Klav. Rak b'shlichus do'edim heim l'kiyuve milsa shol maitha dizok, v'zehu de'ein me'idin al-aksan. That's all he says. Three lines. What do these three lines mean? So in my opinion, what these three lines mean, what the Rav Chaim explains by Richas, and Hilchos Yidden v'Chalitza, that the Kohen Tashita Taramba, the requirement to aid in Kiyum, is whenever you have to express a Da'at Dova Shabiyarev. I repeat, Da'at Dova Shabiyarev. The highest level of Da'at is Da'at Dova Shabiyarev, a very serious matter, and in order to express such a high level of Da'at, you're required to express in the presence of two aides. If you do it, no one's looking, good enough to sell a car, to buy a house, but not to marry or to divorce. It's too serious a matter for a two high level of Da'at. You didn't do it, boom. The marriage and divorce is not valid. So too says Rav Chaim Shach, although he doesn't elaborate. For the woman to appoint a shliach of the Kabbalah requires an expression of Da'at Dover Shabbat. And that's why they did kill. And that's why a katana is no good. Because a katana cannot express such a high level of Da'at. A katana is not about Da'at. So instead of saying that she's not about Da'at as such, the Rambam is emphasized by saying can make give aces. Because it shows that you don't need this plain level of Da'at, even a higher level of Da'at. You need a kill. The Kabbalah, the Katana, who cannot even express Tashkent a regular level of Da'at, how much more so she can't express a higher level of Da'at. Could be the Bakam of Yobo, but it's good. She can't do it. The Katana has this business to see it. That's what Rambam had to go out of his way to say, but not the Da'at of a Shabir. A higher level of that, and there can be no ages because she's only a cat. Again, I've kind of took all those words in, I'm adding those words. Oh. I've got a synopsis of her pride. Oh. Yes, you the question was, what's the drama I'm talking about? Is it Amy Eden Malakana? We know we can't say it's an Akana, she was divorced. The answer is, Amy Eden means there's no A.J. Kiel on Da'at of Shaviyar of Akana. She's only Akana. She has no day of it. If she gets a divorce against her will, to what does it say? Khanala was divorced against her will. But if Khanala purports to appoint a Shaviyar of Kabbalah, which requires what we call a Da'at of Shaviyar, they say, you can't say Aedis on this. No Aedis of Kiel Madavar on this. She doesn't have enough brain power, that to involve herself in any act related to the Shabbat, such as the appointment of a Shabbat Lekabal. That's what you need to wait. Of course, we haven't fully explained that it is new. What about Shabbat Lekabal? Why is that about a Shabbat? Right? After all, Reuven appoints Shimon to give the guest to Rachel. That would be also considered an idiot of Dosh Dovah Shabbat. But here, a salvation, the Quran of the Rachel explained that the Rambam, again, with long of time blind, only limits Eid Akiyam to be required of Dosh Dovah Shabbat. And that's very strictly defined. There has to be a Dava Shabbat proper. It cannot be anything which is in any way external to the Dava Shabbat. He gave a few examples. One, that the Rambam holds, I asked him my comment, Bitla Tznai. Mevatla Tznai, Beinola Beinola. He originally married her. I marry her with a condition that arranged tomorrow. And then he sees so much love with her. I mevatla the condition. So I married rain or shine. That business was not required to wait until the Rambam arrived at the death. Midrash Shliach Le'olacha, the same thing. Thomas says, you don't need to donate a kiyam, and the rabbi says, yes. What's the makhlech, says the Rav? According to the rabbi, the simple Jew, any what he calls ma'isa davar shebi'yavah requires to donate a kiyam. Any action which confers the status of davar shebi'yavah, which changes personal status in the matters of erva, requires to aid. However, according to the Rambam, it's only that davar shebi'yavah which requires eidei kiyum, and that's the intrinsic. That means the act of marriage, the act of divorce, the appointment of a shliach lekabbalah, but not the appointment of a shliach le'olacha, and not bitlatna. So what's still missing is, well, why shliach lekabbalah and not shliach le'olacha? Why is one considered to be so intrinsic, and one considered to be a little bit removed? Let me explain. Very careful. Now, Soloveitchik explains some of these things. You can find a lot of it in the Sefer Eretz HaTzvi, the Rav Shach Shalita, where he quotes in the Rav these things that are against the Siman Chofet. Number one, first things first. The answer of Chaim Kasha. Why did the Rambam reject the rival reason of Asim Gamata? Why? So, the kind of a fancy chat, let's talk about a school. One can suggest a different thing.
Atem is aloch in regular standard shlichus. Regular standard shlichus requires gedolim, b'nei das, etc. We already got this saying that the post to Rosh and the Malach Kedushin, that shlichus to Kabbalah is a different kind of a din. It defies all the rules of the normal average shlichus. It's a different kind of a din. As such, it's a different kind of a din. You might have thought that Aten Gamata doesn't apply. Aten Gamata applies to a standard shlichus. But a woman making a shlichus kabbalah is very far from a standard shlichus. The whole new parashah, the new pasuk, the new post to Rosh, Shlomi Dato, all of this. You might have thought that you don't require a gedolim. That seems to be a more simple teretz to the Rambam. You have to come out to the whole pilpul of Reb Chaim that's talking against the Zochim, which is not found anywhere, Yavam, etc. Okay, that's one error. That's one error. We can take the same stone and say that the reason why Shliach LeKabbalah requires Eidei Kiyum is because Shliach LeKabbalah is a new din. It's a brand new parsha which is exists exclusively by getting the Kiddushin. It doesn't apply, it's the same which applies to selling land and buying land and doing all kinds of other transactions. So here I want to say about like this. We divide the getting the tradition process into two. The intrinsic, the core, which are things are limited to getting the tradition, that requires them to be there. But other actions, which exist in other fields as well, like bitlatnai. That bitlatnai in the sale of the house? Shliach lalapa. You can have a regular shliach in selling a house? So these are definitions that exist beyond the pale of Gittin V'Kiddushin are not defined as Dava Shebi Erva. And if they're not defined as Dava Shebi Erva, you don't need that Dava Shebi Erva when you effect them, and therefore you don't need any Kiyum. I repeat, Shliach Le'olokha, there's no any Kiyum then. You make the Shliach, you make the Shliach by selling a house too. Shliach Kabbalah, the brand new din, only exists for Buddha, the Shilka, a new din. It's a limited din, a Chiddush Nerva, there's no God. So if it works, it's a Davar Shebi Erva. So when is the husband's Dad Davar Shebi Erva expressed? You know when? When is Shliach gives it to the woman? Are he sleeping? Are he asleep? Is that drugs?
doesn't make a difference. I made a shliach. A shliach to do three things: to give it to my wife, to say hey zagitet, and to think that the high level of daft of a shviyav. How does the chassidim say the lubavitcher? Machshavati b'maitzer. If you're reading the Tanya, machshavati b'maitzer. So you have the mice of giving the get, and the deeper of hey zagitet, and the machshav of daft of a shviyav. All giving over to the shliach. So at that moment you need to wait. You betcha. Of course. You need to wait for the giving of the get itself. But the appointment of the shliach is just a kind of an action which you don't label it as a get action. It could easily be done to make a shliach to sell a house. So it doesn't require day to kill. That's the lumpness behind this over here. That's the lumpness behind it. I should add a word over here. I should add a word. This I found in Rav Shechter's sefer. I'm not sure if I heard it from the Rav, but I don't remember. But it's still in the sefer there. What about kiddushin? The Tosfos, the Rosh talks only about get, and by a get we say that the fact that she can make a shliach of the chiddush gnayra, why? Because she'll be data. Her consent is not necessary. But kiddushin? Who learned kiddushin? Who learned kiddushin? The first mishnah. Ha'isha nitzit. What does the Gemara say? Midata inu balkar halo. So wait a minute now. Wait a minute. Shouldn't the woman shliach the Kabbalah by Kiddushin be a durer standard shliach, the same as you have by selling and buying a house? Why should it be a unique shlichus limited to get the Kiddushin and therefore subject to that of a Shabbat and Edekiel? Level of Kiddushin should not have loved this behind it. World famous lovers. Ah, you know? The famous Ran. The Ran is in the Dorah, not in Kiddushin. The Dorah that's last, but the Abner and Lua made it famous. The Siddur called Zion and Kuzma Rosh. Where there it states that the Das or Isha by Kiddushin is not the regular standard Das of a normal Kona, Machna, Kesme Beach. Oh, that's right. The Ran writes that she's masking herself to the husband. Now, that doesn't, you shouldn't, it's a feminism. Be very careful how you phrase it. I appraise it. What it means is, it's our kind of explain it, I think, that ki yigak ish isha, that the husband is doing it, and the wife may not have any active role. Feminists, forgive me. The wife may not have any active role in the, that's what the double ring ceremony may be no good. No joke. That 13 ways to enrich your marriage, maybe to undo your marriage. So she has to be completely passive. Oh, so she has to be completely passive. You might have thought she cannot make a shliach. Treated her die. Not like a get. But again, it's a unique kind of a shliach. Because really, she's not supposed to be doing anything active. Kamash on the Torah, the Shilchah, and she can't make a shliach. But it's again a unique shliach. It's only a given the Kiddush kind of shliach. It's a Dabba Shemiyavah shliach, and requires that Dabba Shemiyavah, and requires any kiyu. As opposed to the husband makes a shliach to marry a woman, you know when the Dasar Shavuot is, you know his Dasar is expressed, you know when. When he gives, when the shliach gives the three things, Machshava Diba Maisa. Gives her the ring, says her after possession, the Ploni, and thinks Dasar Shavuot. So all the problems left now is one shliach lahava. We understand very well that the things which shliach lekabbalah and halacha, we probably explained it in a very lovish way. But now, where does shliach lahavah fit in? What should it be like? After all, who's making the shliach lahavah? Who's making it? Who's making it? She is. So shouldn't you require the kiyum? I'll tell you a shim and skop shot. I'll give you a lot of shot. And then we'll end the shiur. We have a minute left. Sorry, one of the patients did. Rav Shimon Shkop has a piece about this. I found the safe here. We have it in the Beit Medrash. Chidushi Rav Shimon Yehuda HaKoyen. He talks along the language that we have, but not the same, quite the same language. A similar language. You can look it up. It's in page Lamed Aleph from the Bay. It's in the Bay, the Bay of Shliach La'avah, look what he says. Kayla the Shliach Lahavah, Lomahani Rak, Lady Nisina Tabah.
Aber der Gerisch, der Isha, der Dayan, der Olof, klar. The same thing as we saw before, the same language, it's on the opponent. And the Sina, yes, but the Gemara, Gerisch, not, but it's the third place we saw. So perhaps from the Hyman, we saw it by Imre Moshe, we saw perhaps Shimon. You know, the Litvish, the Rosh Hashim, all spoke the same language. I mean, it was different nuances. He was Tel Grosna, he was in he was in that space in the Lepra Kamet, Rebbe Rambam there, he was in where, in Sabotka, different Rosh Hashivas, a different, but they were all the Brits, they were all the same kind of language that they had. Okay. What's this level? Listen carefully. Look what he says. This is Shimon's language. This is what he says. What's unique about Dovah Shemi Erba, Reb Shimon, is that you can finish it, the Shlich can finish it, Shalom B'Fonel. That's what I mean. That can be done Shalom B'Fonel. A Shlich L'Kabbalah can be finished Shalom B'Fonel. When you appointed a person who can finish up the Gerushim, not in your presence, that you did something which is meaningful, that the real Dabba should be Yerba, and therefore you require the Kiyum. But over here, where it can never happen, Shalom B'Fonel, because you have to give it to the woman ultimately. That's different. That's how he says. Let me tell you, Lord Shabbos is a little bit different. To say what I'm saying. I think it's a, of course, I don't fully understand what he said, so I just will turn. Listen carefully. What do we say about a guest? As a Kiddush is that it works about Karl. Right? For both sides, I'm asking you a question. What works about Karl? Did the Cedar work about Karl? Or the Gemara Gerish works about Karl? What's the Kiddush by Gerish? I think I have a question. That I can do a mice in the Cedar about Karl? Watch this. Boom. I just said it. That's what the fantasy of Lapier is. I mean, you made an error. But you know what's in the about Karka? A mice in the Tina about Karka. I could take someone's pious, his hands on his back, and give him $1 for his house. Give him a radio with the man back $10. I could learn it. A mice in the Tina about Karka. That's it. The Kiddush Neuro of Gerishim on both sides, and you can have what I call the Chalot, the Gemara Gerishim, that she should be divorced against her will. That a piece of paper can be stuck into a lamp against her will, or thrown to her backyard against her will. Meaning that's no Kiddush. Go to an action against somebody's will. The Kiddush Neuro of Gerishim on both sides, is that she can become divorced against the will. The Chalot Gerishim works against the will. That's the Kiddush of Gerishim. They may look like this. They look like that a woman can create a shliach. That after the shliach is finished, right? She's divorced as a Kiddush Pella. Why? Because since she cannot be divorced against her will, now she appointed somebody. So when the somebody accepts the get, she ends up being divorced against the will by his acceptance. That's a Kiddush. A Kiddush Gavah Mo. I wouldn't have said it on my own. The brand new din of new parsh is shliach of the shulcha. Required that it came. It's a new parsh. But what's shliach lavo? What is it we said before? Well, that's probably the same thing. What's shliach lavo? The woman made a shliach to do an action. Don't be an action, she needs to get to like avikarka, to do a physical action of accepting a piece of paper. That's all. As far as the ultimate divorce being effected, when's that going to happen? When's it going to happen? Only when it comes into her hands. No, I want to suggest the shliach la'olah is the standard part of shlichus. What made a shliach la'kabbalah different the first Rosh said? Because it works against the will. What he works against the will? What works against the will? A handy of a paper against the will. That's okay. You don't get a paper against the will. You can hand me a star against the will for selling me a house, buying a house. It's meaningless because the chalot kinyan is not going to be against my will. What the kiddush neira of shliach la'kabbalah is that it works even though the chalot gerushin is against the will. So a shliach the Kabbalah, where now you're creating a shliach with a chalot gerushin. That goes out to new parsha, which works with shalomi daita about parcha, the parsha of ishneasa. It wouldn't work with normal din of shlichus. It must be a new din of the kiddush, the zava should be yarva, which was that zava should be yarva, and therefore you require shneid and no good. A simple appointment of a shliach havah who's only a shliach for a physical action, and there are physical actions of plenty, and physical actions can only take place against the will of the party. The party has on his back, except it has no meaning. It won't achieve the desired end. Well, they're all going to achieve the desired end. Shliach havah, she's not divorced till it gets to come to her end. So they have a heart with a shliach havah as a standard shlichus. That's a new parsha. It's not a new parsha. It's not labeled as never should be erva. It's not labeled as never should be erva. So therefore you don't need a dekim. I was an emes from Shanaim Shah. If Rav Shimon Shkup meant that, that was fine. Good. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you a chance to look at Rav Shimon Shkup. If you can see that he meant what I said, I'm willing to absolutely say that I was looking at Rav Shimon Shkup without realizing it. But I read Rav Shimon Shkup's paper here, page 62, and I didn't see that understanding. Maybe that's what he meant. Maybe. I don't want to claim credit for something that's not mine. I just didn't see this in the words of Rav Shimon. I didn't see it, and I didn't see it doesn't mean that much. You're right. Let me tell you on Sunday, but let me check the Sunday schedule. No new Ramakar. We have a lot to do just with the press Ramakar. If you have a chance, because of the Sunday material, Chef Shlita has that same paper. If you have it, look at it. It's like one of Kofal, which we never really talked about before. It's a little complicated, a little chart. Then, I want to talk about our show. We never got the Shulta Giborim Gimel. I have our show right over here with me. You should see what our show looks like. And I have a major ha'ora on these matters, which is really based on a sort of a chazanish, a chazanish of an aruch, which we'll discuss. We finish that with the Shem. We'll go through the sugya itself. Again, briefly, the ins and outs of Holo Chispi, and Tenkispi, and it changes his mind. I hope to do on Sunday. I hope so. Shears at 11:30, regular time on Friday. The Chumash today, with the Shem next Thursday, we'll talk a little bit about Tasha Shalom. I apologize. The whole point is if you split, if you bifurcate to the scene from the Gemara, if you don't know that cannot be bifurcated, that's the most trap, you have a tonight problem, right? I'd have a tonight, he's not a person to make noise. That's the problem.
Did anyone answer that?
I think Rabbi Shapiro spoke about a little bit in his piece. But it is, I must say, it's a little bit complex. It's not simple, that piece.